So when did you actually, is there anything more about the Air Force that you like remember?
I learned a lot.
Four years.
I went to a lot of places. I'd never been away from home before I went to the Air Force. And I was in Texas in no time. I flew there. They asked me, I want to go.
That was the first place you were
at? First time I went in an airplane. Mm-hmm. Another funny thing, there was no signs at the airport. No white interest, black interest, nothing like that.
It was
weird because it doesn't, I don't think they assumed that black people would ever fly anyway or have enough money to come through an airport anyway. So they just didn't bother to put
it. But Texas wasn't really considered the South.
That was the South too. You know, they were part of the whole thing. But I mean, in South Carolina, when I went to the airport at Columbia.
Oh, same thing there?
I didn't know how to go into the building because there was no damn sign there to tell me which one I was supposed to go into. So I'm standing out there until somebody comes out and tells me, you could just go right in there.
Wow.
See, so that's kind of stuff psychologically...
ingrained.
It gets ingrained in
you. Yeah.
And I sort of separated myself even in the service. Although people wanted to draw me into the group or something, I would always sit over in a corner and stuff like that. And so they pointed it out to me. Why do you segregate yourself from us? Mm-hmm. You know, we're all in the same thing together.
But in the service, you didn't notice like they were giving you different jobs or there
no,
was
no. I had one of the highest jobs you could get.
What did you do?
I was a cryptographer. Top secret crypto clearance.
Wow.
And at that time, I guess that was new because everywhere I went, they said, "You're the first colored guy we ever seen in this field." Oh,
no. How interesting. So you got to do all the coding and
all
decoding?
All that stuff. And well, you know, all those secrets and all that crap.
Can you tell us any secrets now?
No. The only secret is, you find out, is that there really are no secrets.
Yeah.
When I was in China, the people on the other side knew everything we knew.
Oh, so you did travel out of the United States?
I was in Taiwan.
Oh.
You know, for 3 years. Okay. And... it was really, really, really interesting. And then I was into another culture then, when I was in the service over there. Taiwanese and Chinese and then the Filipinos and all that other stuff. So I got to see how different people related to each other and all that kind of stuff. And I really studied people in there. And I found out that, man, we all have similar instincts. Mm-hmm. You know, what makes you cry here in America make you cry in China.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how you relate to somebody, if you treat them bad, they feel bad. Mm-hmm. You know, if you treat them good, they feel good. We're just people on this planet, and why we persist upon separating ourselves up into little categories and that don't make very much sense. Because nobody's getting off the planet anyway.
We can try.
We're stuck so we might as well learn how to
get along
with folks. You know. But I really enjoyed the service.
Oh,
I thought
that's
that was
good.
One of the most interesting part of my whole life was being in the service. In fact, a lot of the stuff that I write relates to some of those kind of relationships that I've revolved around people I met in different places around the.
But you decided 4 years was enough.
No, actually, I had re-enlisted.
Oh.
I re-enlisted in China. I wanted to stay there. But I had some kind of illness I picked up over there.
Yeah,
and
you told me
that. It was
like
some unidentified thing.
A virus
that
or something?
Put me in the hospital for like 18 months.
Oh, my goodness.
And I thought I was going to die. I mean, I really didn't.
How was it affecting you? Just... weak or something? Or?
No, it was just something that kept growing and they couldn't find a way to even identify what it was. They never told me. They say, well, we don't know what it is. Is it going to kill me? We don't know. How can we tell? We don't know what it is. And they kept trying to culture it and all this kind of stuff.
And what were the symptoms, if you don't mind my asking?
It had been in other... they had seen it before. It usually happens in joints, like elbows and knees and something. It would just keep swelling like this, you know, like a big...
Yeah.
And the only way they did it was just cut it open and drain it out and all that stuff.
Man.
You know.
It was young weird. Man, you were only how old at that time?
Oh, my God.
23 or something?
Yeah, something, 18, 19, 20, something like that.
Yeah.
And at that time, you don't have any fear of death or anything, you know. So when they told me that, they don't know what it is, I said, well, if it just kills me. It just kills me. So what?
So you left the service then?
No, I came back. They shipped me to the Philippines where they had the big operation on my leg, and then I went to, they told me they had to send me back to the States. I didn't want to come back to the States. I said, send me back to Taiwan and just discharge me over there. And they said,
wow.
No, we can't do that. We have to take you back to the United States. So they shipped me back to St. Albans, down in Jamaica, New York. There was a hospital there called St. Albans Naval Hospital. Mm-hmm. At that time, it was a Navy hospital. It's a VA hospital now. And I spent all that time, most of that time there, in that hospital. And the funny thing is, when I got back to this country, the thing started disappearing on its own. They did nothing. I mean, no treatment or nothing. It just started going away. And it just went away back in 1960 and never came back again. Whatever it was, it never came back again. I don't know what it was.
Huh.
Who knows?
The air, the water, the stress.